Case number 10756, Marvin E. Long, north of Route 54, 185.33 feet east of Willow Lane, being lot 1 within Long's Trailer Court Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Marvin Long, P.O. Box 440, Subiaco.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here representing the estate of my parents, Everett and Evie Long. They established a trailer park in the late 1950s on Route 54, just a few hundred yards, a couple hundred yards off the intersection of Route 1 and Route 54. A trailer had to be removed. It was the front trailer. The trailer court contained 10 trailers, and I have here, I don't know if you have it or not, showing the trailer that was removed and a drawing of the what we wish to reestablish due to the removal of the trailer. The sewer lines are there from the original trailer. The electric lines, the water is provided by Artesian. And we're asking for this variance. Basically, we want to stay as far off Route 54 or Lighthouse Road as we can and yet not interfere with our neighbor to the rear. The variance is only for a open deck and a metal shed, which our neighbor installed at his trailer. We're actually 20 feet away from the actual housing unit, and so we're trying to stay in compliance as best we can. The trailer will be put into the trailer court as in line with all the other 9 trailers that still remain there, and so we don't affect our neighbors in any way. And this trailer that was removed had been there for 50 years or better. So all the trailers that are remaining in the trailer court have been there for the same length of time.
What size mobile will be replacing this one?
I'm sorry?
What size mobile home will be?
I have a drawing that shows a 12-foot wide by 50-foot long trailer.
Mr. Long, what will you say all these trailers are 50 years old or better? What's the future plan, to come back for more variances between the units?
No, the trailers are in such a condition that they cannot be taken out after 50 years of being that close to the beach. In fact, the trailer to the very rear of the park, the owner tried to remove it, and rather it came apart. So these trailers can only be removed, and the trailers are in very good shape. They are maintained. They're owned by the people that live there. It's a seasonal trailer court, and it's only open from, September through April or something of that nature. So it's only a seasonal 5 to 6 month trailer court. And the tenants maintain the trailers very well.
Okay.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10756, as I don't believe it at all from the central character of the neighborhood. Going back in this property, the same spot as the previous trailer. I'd like to move we approve.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10756. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.